Moving today is about the shaila of nowadays there are other reasons to be makel on the kolakum. As in some machlokes to be chadish for some sefer, we can do this before. Today we're talking about the Ramesha and the Chazanish. Chazanish says Lamaisa. He said not Lamaisa. Maybe Lamaisa very limited cases. Ramesha seems to be more Lamaisa. There's other Hatayim nowadays. So we had the Pichadus. The Pichadus said, based on the Gemara, he said the Gemara says there was Ein Tomei Be'edrei. You don't need Raya. You don't need Raya B'chal. You just need Yeshim B'chutz. And based on the way the Rabbeinu Peres worked it up, because there's no Issa, there's no Chash. So the Pichadus said, based on that in cases where you have no Chash, there is no Issa. The Pichadus said, let's see that. There are other reasons why there's no chash. An example that the Pichadosh gives, the examples that he gives are, number one, if there's no tamei davar tamei beir, the Gemara talks about where he doesn't have a davar where the Akam doesn't have a davar tamei beedre. So this no chash, he'll bring in milk from the outside. There's no davar tamei beir, is one example he gives. Another example he gives is chol of tamei is more expensive than chol of tahar. Those two examples the Pichadosh says would be mutter. So, now, Lamaisa, first of all, many Paiskim argue in Pichadosh, they say, even if there's a Chashash Rachuk, he's still to be Chayshish. Even if there's a Chashash Rachuk, he's still to be Chayshish. The Chassam Sofer said, even if there's no Chashash Bechlau, he's still to be Chayshish. It's something that they answered, Al-Tulay Plug, even without a Chashash. Other Acharim didn't go as far as the Chassam Sofer, they said, even if there's a Chashash Rachuk, he's still to be Chayshish. And the truth is, the Beis Meir pointed out that even Lamaisa, the Pichadosh as far as aren't so Shchiach, he says because there's not Shchiach, there should be a place where there's no Davar Tameh. It ought to be one Kelv around, one Sus around, and you already have a problem with Davar Tameh beer. That's one problem with Lamaisa applying the Pichadosh as Hatter. The other problem is, he says, even though Chol of Tameh is B'yayker, so it seems that there were places where they would actually sell Chol of Tameh and it would be B'yayker. So he says, then you'd have the Pichadosh Svar. Because nowadays, the reason why there's no Chol of Tameh is B'yayker is because there's no market for it. And therefore, if you want to buy it, you have to special order it, and that's going to be more expensive. But Be'etzem, it's not B'yayker. Be'etzem, there's no market for it. So therefore, there is a reason for the guy to mix it in. So, Halachma Maisa, to use the Pichadosh as the reason to be matir and say that because there's the government regulations that removes the chash, that's equivalent to Chol of Tamei B'yayker, is a Maisa very, very difficult. Now, there are other svars, and the Chaznish and Maisha both say that because of a mirsis, it should be mutter. But the Chazanish and Ramesh say it's slightly different source. We have the Gemara. The Gemara said that even though the halacha is that Chol of Akum where Yisrael Yehu is mutter, when we say Yisrael is mutter, it doesn't mean Yisrael has to wash him the whole time. If Yisrael is sitting somewhere where he can't actually see the guy being chaylev, but he could stand up and see the guy being chaylev, so even though he didn't actually see the chaliva, the fact that he passed had the potential for the guy to see the Khalifa, that creates a mirsis, and that is mutter. So, the question is, do you need dafke, the fact that a Yisrael could see him to create that mirsis, or is the fact that if he gets caught mixing in Chol of Tameh, he'll get a fine or lose his license or whatever it is that enough? So, the Chazanish, at least mitzadid, As mentioned, the Matike Shul of the Chazanish, the Stifler, and Ramesh Salvation they bring down here, said that Lamaisa, Chazanish was only made Mata Lamaisa in very specific cases, someone who was sick, when there was no other milk available, and etc. But only in very, very specific cases. But the Chazanish says in Svara that just like we see that the mirsis creates a massive Yisrael, so any mirsis, dafke the mirsis of Yisrael, any mirsis creates a massive of a Yisrael Re'ehu, and that would be mut. That's the sort of Chaznisha that's on page Yitzchess. Ramesh's Lashon It's a little different. Ramesha says a very interesting lashon. I don't know how much medayik in his words. If you make a single tear from the deeper Ramesha's words, but Ramesha lashon, he says it a few times.
They inspect for it.
We'll catch, right. I mean, it has to be an actual, it can't just be a rule again. It has to be an actual inspection.
No, the myth is from the inspector.
Not just from the law.
It's theater of the inspector.
Right.
If they don't inspect for it, then it's not supposed to be a law.
So Ramesh's lashon is Ramesh is clear that his hatter is even without the Prichadash. Meaning even the Prichadash says it's mutter. He's clearly coming to say that his hatter is even without the Prichadash. So he says two Lusainis. If you look at page Aleph at the end of the Tshuva Mem Vav, he says, in the middle of the paragraph, he says, "Mitam Godol Shemir Sila Arav Af Mashum Tashgachas Dinim Edidush Ain Tzaseh Uve Mirsus Leigozu Ki Hadi Sol Yeshu Tzar Edrei." So the Rish Lashon the Mashal of Pshat that wasn't B'chol the Gzeira. It's not Pshat that the whole Gzeira was the Chash. And if we have a Zaytig reason, like the Prichadash says, we have a Zaytig reason to misak the Chash, so therefore it's not Osir. No, there was a Gzeira, but the Gzeira is, where there's Mirsus, there's no Gzeira. It sounds like for Ramesha, the Svar is that that's not B'chal the Gzeira. Look at the Tshuva Mzayin, his Lashon is a little different. And maybe this is more where he's saying what exactly his Lamedus is. So he says, Clark. He says at the very beginning, but all our cholishal companies in the same she is because from shall of me I call baby play your shoe began as Jews asik shall again. So later on he says the lamais, even though it's not such a strong punishment, even just a knas, he still won't do it. This vade mislar is yes tam god hat a boloshi to the pichadish. This is clearly he's going even without the pichadish. Mishin that ikke di dia bruhu tiria mamish kahadish was that for the gamle this moment. So he's saying that the word he says, that the reason why Mirsus is called the not called Xeria is because the Xeria wasn't Chola, which belongs to a guy. Like by other things, they asked Bishal Akal Lamashal. They asked even though Yisrael Xeria is not a Chash, it's a Bechal. Here they asked, they didn't ask a Chol which belongs to a guy. They asked Chol that doesn't have a Yisrael being Mashgiach. So what called Yisrael being Mashgiach? So the Mishnah says, Re'eh, who is called Yisrael being Mashgiach? And the Gemara is Maisa, based on this Braisa, that you don't need Dafka, a Yisrael Re'eh, who mamish b'shas t'chliva, to consider Yisrael being Mashgiach. It's enough if a Yisrael is there, and he creates a Mirsus, that's also called Yisrael Re'eh. So he's teaching up, what's the Pshat net? Why is the Mirsus create a matzav of Yisrael Re'ehu? He's saying because the Mirsus of Adda, like the Mishnah says, the Yisrael Re'ehu is you need Yisrael Re'ehu. But Yisrael Re'ehu doesn't mean physical Re'ehu. Yisrael Re'ehu means that Yisrael knows definitely that the guy was not Ma'ariv Chol Tameh. So since if the Yisrael is standing in a place where he can look any second, and we know that based on that the guy is going to be Mirsus, that is a kiyum of Yisrael Re'ehu, because the Yisrael has the idea brura that the guy is not being ma'arif. Dr. Maisha, that if you don't need a specific yid to be yid standing there, if we have a mirsis which creates the idea brura by us that the guy was a ma'arif, that is a kiyum of the din of Chol Yisrael. So that is really Ramesha is a we can hear the right. The more gishmak lunds the chazdish. Chazdish says either later on it begins in the pichadash, and then he seems he's been meis the pichadash that maybe it doesn't. You don't need the mirsus of Yisrael, the mirsus of the pekudas hamadina, like you mentioned the inspections. That's also a mirsus which could be saimachon. Ramesh is being meis of another kneish. That's not just that you don't need the mirsus of Yisrael. The Svara why the Mishnah Yisrael helps is because Yisrael Re'ehu is a Skayim, because that's the chat that you have a Yisrael knowing that it's no Chash Chalv Tomei being mixed in. If Yisrael could know that, the Yedia Berurah, without him actually standing by the factory, standing at the dairy, that's also enough. So the man looked at Reisha. Today we have Yisrael Re'ehu without that, because the fact is, Mirsus creates, we have the idea of Rura, but the Doch Shast is also Kiri Sorayu. So that's where Moshe is really a much, once you, Mikabos Lam is really a much stronger Heter. Now, this is interesting, there's a difference in Schais in Moshe's Shubas themselves. I don't know how reliable these all are, about how much Moshe held to be Seimich on this Lamaisa. In this Shuva, he says the Baal Nefesh, Yachmer Atzmai, and the Ein Bin Mishum Yur, there's no Indian of, it's not an extra Chumr that you're a Baal Gaiva. Here in page Zion, page Tezayin first, they bring down a stronger Lashon. He says, Ein Min Ar... Yeah. Right. So here he says that a makom she'efshal hasig ein min haroy lahakol, which is a much stronger lashon. Now this here on page Yizayin.
A year later, 2 years later. This was
right. The date. It was printed much later. Right. So, and here there's another tshuva from Tashlam, Lam, which is also much later, where he writes that that yeshivas should be machmir, even if it's more expensive, because the chelik of the chinuch to be mechanical and to have zehiris in it. So I don't know exactly how to make these lashon shtim. Now there's enough kmina even for someone who wants to be machmir. There's enough kmina in Ramesh's tshuva if you're being machmir b'tayis chomer b'tayis mekadin. The halacha is as follows, that someone who's not makpid on something, so are you allowed to be maimin them on that thing? Do you have someone who's not makpid on Chav Yisrael, and they tell you something is Chav Yisrael, you're allowed to believe them? So the halacha is, if something is mutter me'ikir adin, and someone's not makpid on it, so they don't have to be makpid on it, Marshall. Pas talter, me'ikir adin is mutter. There's an Indian that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and the place based on Gemara's team makpid, but it's a chumra. So can you trust someone who's not machmer on it that something's past Yisrael? Well, as you can, because since mikadin you're not mukhiyuti machmer, so the fact that he's being makel doesn't make him a choshel ledover. So in Mela, you could be nemo to say that something's past Yisrael. Mashenki, something that's osir mikadin, someone who's not machmer on it has a din of choshel ledover, and therefore you can't trust him on it. So if someone is not machmir on it, if you hold like your maisha that mikra adin is mutter, and you're just being machmir because ein min haroy lahakel or bal nefesh yachmir or whatever, but you could trust someone who's not machmir to say something's chav Yisrael. If you hold mikra adin is aser, then the person not machmir is a choshen ledover, and you can't trust him. So some acharyim say that something that there's if your maisha says it's mutter, even if you have someone who told you that you're being machmir because your rav told you it's aser, you can't still don't. That doesn't change the person's definition to a chashul ledover. That's a separate shaila. Some practical applications of this halacha is Ramesh's whole tshuva is only works for a closed container of milk. Even people who are machmir Ramesh, and this chooses this negeya. Even for people who are Makkel Chav Yisrael, if you walk into a place that's not a Jewish establishment but has Chav Yisrael available for their Jewish patrons, if it's not a closed container, or even if you're not Makkel Chav Yisrael and you're going to use their milk, if it's not a closed container, it's a problem, because even if there is a mirsis on the company, there's no necessarily mirsis on the guy in 7-Eleven that he's not going to be machmir. Right. If you might, if right. So rather is if so the question that would already then you might already need the pre-chodesh.
Then you everyone has a mother.
This is not part of the Kana. This is the Shaleach already. But even Shaleach needs Chayis Mechor. Shaleach would also need Chayis Mechor.
Right,
it
depends what.
So all these are getting into the pre-chadash svara, meaning there are svaras. The zikr is the svara is that the chashash that you ma'ar v'zeh bait, and that's the question. When the chashash is a very bait chashash, do we have to?
You have to be
chayish
for sharp
milk
because it's half the price.
Right.
Like when chalav tamei, you don't have to be chayish.
Well,
chalav tamei is not going to go
to
farm with
chalav tamei. I mean, that's only chash by the farmer who has a
once you're outside the zera.
Right.
It's totally in
the regular thing.
You don't need to drink sharp milk. It's 100% awesome.
Right.
Double the price. If you drink Shaprite milk, there's nothing to worry about.
There's nothing to worry about.
What if somebody doesn't drink Shaprite milk because it's machmir and comes to a place where there's an open bottle of coffee?
If it's a because the guy owns the milk, there's nothing to happen.
If you go into a kosher restaurant, kosher pizza place that has Kol Yisrael, so how do you know that the guy didn't?
So again, no, there, if someone's not bad, no,
if you're working there, I think it's owned by Yidden, and they give you coffee there, and they have an open bottle of milk in the thing that you take and you pour into the milk, into the coffee. So, what's that? It's owned by a Yid. In other words, the office is owned by a Yid.
The guy's not going to save any money to
He's not paying for the milk.
The guy who's paying for the milk is the owner of the company, but the owner of the company is a guy, Taka, and he might be mixing milk, he might be putting cheap milk into an open bottle.
You buy one bottle of cholesterol, and tell the date's no good. Now, there's another Shaila, which was not the gay in the times that Ramesh wrote this tshuva, but is again nowadays, as far as Chol Yisrael, Chol Stam, which is really nothing to do be'etzem with Chol Yisrael, Chol Stam, but it happens to be that this Shaila is something that most of the Chol Yisrael companies are makbid on and the Chol Stam companies are not, which is that there's a certain process that they started doing to the cows which creates physical problems in the cows. And the way they alleviate these physical problems in the cows is they make a puncture in the cow's cava. Now the Mishnah in one of the traces that's listed in the Mishnah in Chulin is the keva has a hole in it. Nikva keva is one of the traces. So now there's a whole big comment of those traces about it because the mice of these cows do live longer than his bishchaitis. So Allah is something that's clearly a trefa, even if it lives longer than his bishchaitis doesn't help. The big tumult, these famous are clearly trefa. Some places were matter, many places came asserted. The fact of the matter is that within many dairies there are a number of these cows. Now, certain chavisal companies, Golden Flow and many others follow their lead, are because of the Shiloh, were makted not to allow these cows into the dairies where they produce the milk from, or at least to make sure that they're not getting milk from those cows. And therefore, the Chol of Yisroel milk doesn't have this additional Shiloh of being Chol of Betrefa. The Chol Stam milk has the Shiloh. Now, Maisa, there's a long truth for Rebelski where he holds not a trace of because the way they do it is to close up right away, and that's not B'chal Halacha. That's a different a shmuz for a different time, and everyone should speak to their Rav about what the Halacha Maisa.
Are all these little companies prices for this?
I don't know the facts. I know that the Rav Masha Golden Flow made a big ASIC about it, and I know he's marked, and I think that most of the companies followed his lead, and therefore I think I didn't do fully research the Shiloh, but I think that at least most Chav Yisrael companies are makted to make sure that their cows are not, the milk is not coming from cows that were treated as prowess, and therefore have a chash trefer. So there's another additional Shiloh that has to do with Chav Yisrael, and on that we don't have any of these chuvas because we know that there is some milk from these farms that has it, and it becomes a shayla. Is it a bottle? Is it really a trade? Is it a bottle? A host of other shaylas. But that's something even someone who wants to be makted on, does, even if the wooden case where you want to be semichar meisha, someone who wants to be semichar meisha should know about this other issue and should do the proper shayla asking about it.
Yeah.
What?